This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Democrats are back at it again today at the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. But Republicans aren't expected to soften their stance against that party's case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has our story.
California Democrat Adam Schiff and fellow impeachment managers have been laying out the case that President Trump unlawfully withheld funds from Ukraine to pressure leaders to announce an investigation of the Biden family.
Using his power for personal gain by seeking illicit foreign assistance.
He says the explanation that Trump wanted to root out corruption in Ukraine, including the hiring of Hunter Biden, was based on unfounded claims. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
A sitting vice president making public policy decisions to benefit his family to the tune of $1 million a year. That raises a serious question of corruption.
Democrats have two more sessions to prosecute the charges against President Trump, while his attorneys are eager to defend him.
Without a question, the president will be acquitted.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats must convince both fidgety senators and an American public deeply divided over charges against the president, all during this current election year. The UN's International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take all measures within its power to prevent any acts of genocide against the Rohingya Muslims. That's the ethnic group that was forced to flee during a bloody military crackdown in 2017. The court's ruling Thursday came in response to a complaint filed last November by the West African nation Gambia on behalf of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Against Myanmar. The court accused Myanmar of violating the 1948 Genocide Convention. More than 700,000 Rohingya have fled across the border to Bangladesh. This is VOA News. China is locking down three cities that are home to more than 18 million people in an unprecedented push to contain a new and deadly virus that has sickened hundreds. VOA's Carol Pearson gives us some background on the virus.
The virus is a coronavirus, so called because it appears to be surrounded by a crown. The common cold is one example of a coronavirus, and so are deadly respiratory viruses like SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, which first infected people in 2002. This latest coronavirus is associated with a food market in Wuhan, a city of 11 million people. Respiratory viruses are airborne, transmitted by coughing or sneezing, touching an infected surface, and then touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. The CDC recommends frequent hand washing, coughing into your elbow or a tissue, and if you suspect you have the virus, contacting a doctor. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
So far, 17 people have died of the virus. Authorities worry it may be spreading during this Lunar New Year travel season. It's been reported in several other countries, including the United States. Three American crew members were killed Thursday when an aerial water tanker crashed while battling wildfires in southeastern Australia. That's according to officials. The crash death took place in the state of New South Wales. It came as Australia grapples with an unprecedented fire season that has left alarming destruction. Local Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons.
Tragically, there appears to be no survivors as a result of the crash down in the snowy Monaro area. It's impacted heavily with the ground, and initial reports are that there was a large fireball associated with the impact of the plane.
Dozens of world leaders have gathered in Jerusalem to mark the Holocaust and combat modern-day anti-Semitism. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Dozens of world leaders have descended upon Jerusalem for the largest ever gathering focusing on commemorating the Holocaust and combating modern-day anti-Semitism. Leaders and senior officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and France's Emmanuel Macron, are among more than 40 dignitaries attending the World Holocaust Forum, which coincides with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 1.1 million people, mostly Jewish, were killed in Auschwitz. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.